myself. And lastly, he said, if you not take the charge of this mart with your sannyas life, day before yesterday, like that, he told, one day before of Bahulashtami, if you not take this charge, I shall die. Then I said, I am your servant, as you like, you can do. And Guru Maharaj called Srila Puri Maharaj, he is priest, nice priest, and now also highest priest, you can say. Called Puri Maharaj, you arrange everything for Govinda Maharaj's sannyas. And after that, Guru Maharaj satisfied, I am thinking. And by his will and last testament, and I took sannyas maybe 6th November 1985. And after that, 2nd December 1985, he had done one registered will. And after that, Guru Maharaj is very satisfied with his work, transcendental work. And we are praying. Lastly, we think we are very selfish. That is, we want Guru Maharaj must stay with us. But Guru Maharaj has his own desire and own life also. And we cannot disturb that. Lastly, we think it. And when Guru Maharaj turned his face, that time very hardly come to my heart. Guru Maharaj wants his own association, first times of Radha Krishna Lila. And he, Rupa Goswami Prabhu, in form of Guru Maharaj come this world, then he wants to go there. We are disturbing. Then we think today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow, any day, must will come to us this type of situation. Separation situation must will come. Then if Guru Maharaj want immediately that, he can take. Then Guru Maharaj, but very bright was his body, and no disturbance was his body. Up to downstairs, I was steady. After that, when thinking, this is the very difficulty to say, I am not coming upstairs, and this is my first day to come here. It is duty come for Guru Maharaj. Only I am coming for initiation of the devotee. That initiation through Guru Maharaj coming down, initiation mantram, that is I am coming only for initiation time. But now we are bound to do our duty. Sometimes Guru Maharaj saying your transcendental duty is our life, no other life. Duty we must will do, but mundane duty and transcendental duty, two kinds of duty. Sometimes mundane duty attracting us, but we can transform that duty also in transcendental way. Narottam Das Thakur also said, Grihe bhavanete thake যথা গৌরাঙ্গ বলি ডাকে নরোত্তম মাগে তার সঙ্গ। উই ক্যান স্টে ইন দ্য গৃহস্থ লাইফ অর সন্ন্যাস লাইফ অর বানপ্রস্থ ব্রহ্মচারী এনি লাইফ, হ্যাঁ, ইফ উই ওয়ার্শিপ, ইফ উই চ্যান্ট মহামন্ত্রম অ্যান্ড ওয়ার্শিপ মহাপ্রভু, দেন এভরিথিং গোয়িং টু দ্যাট ডিরেকশন, নো প্রবলেম। মহাপ্রভু মোস্ট ডিভোটি ওয়াজ ইন দ্য টাইম অফ মহাপ্রভু অলসো গৃহস্থ, শিবাস পণ্ডিত হি ওয়াজ গৃহস্থ পঞ্চতত্ত্ব, হ্যাঁ, অদ্বৈত প্রভু শোয়িং গৃহস্থ লাইফ, নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু লাস্টলি শোয়িং সাম লাইক দ্যাট, অ্যান্ড অলসো অল দি ডিভোটি অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দে আর শোয়িং হিমসেলফ অ্যাজ গৃহস্থ লাইফ। দ্যাট ইজ সন্ন্যাস লাইফ ইন কলি যুগ ইজ নট ফেভারিট ফর ডিভোশনাল অ্যাটিচিউড, বাট ত্রিদণ্ড সন্ন্যাস এগ্রিয়েবল ইন শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম, নট কর্মসন্ন্যাস বাট ভক্তি সন্ন্যাস, দ্যাট ইজ অ্যানাদার টাইপ অফ সন্ন্যাস, দ্যাটস রুট ইজ এক্সক্লুসিভলি উই ওয়ান্ট টু ডু দি সেবা অফ গুরু বৈষ্ণব, নো আদার থিংস। দিস ওয়ে সাম প্রমিস, দিস ইজ দি বৈষ্ণব সন্ন্যাস, কায় বাই বডিলি, মন মাইন্ডলি অ্যান্ড বাই স্পিকিং বাক্য, কায় মন বাক্য এভরিথিং আই শ্যাল এনগেজ টু দি সেবা অফ গুরু বৈষ্ণব, দ্যাট ইজ দি সন্ন্যাস। দ্যাট সন্ন্যাস ইজ পসিবল এভরিহোয়ার অ্যান্ড এভরিবডি ক্যান টেক ইট, বাট ফর্মালিটি ইন আওয়ার বৈদিক শাস্ত্র দ্যার ইজ ব্রহ্মচর্য বানপ্রস্থ, ব্রহ্মচর্য গার্হস্থ বানপ্রস্থ সন্ন্যাস, অ্যান্ড দ্যাট সন্ন্যাস ইজ দৈব বর্ণাশ্রম ধর্ম, দৈব বর্ণাশ্রম আর আসুর বর্ণাশ্রম, টু কাইন্ডস অফ বর্ণাশ্রম, ওয়ান দৈব বর্ণাশ্রম ওয়ান আসুর বর্ণাশ্রম, ইট ইজ আন্ডার দৈব বর্ণাশ্রম অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ এগ্রিয়েবল বাই শ্রীমৎ ভাগবতম অ্যান্ড অলসো আদার স্ক্রিপচার্স, বাট বৈষ্ণব হিজ পরিচয়, পরিচয়টা কি ইংরেজি, হিজ বৈষ্ণবের পরিচয়, পরিচয় বৈষ্ণব হিজ শোয়িং পরিচয়, হ্যাঁ, মহাপ্রভু সেড ইন ওয়ান শ্লোক, নাহং বিপ্র নচ নরপতি, ইউ নো দিস শ্লোক, নাপি বৈশ্য ন শূদ্র গোপী ভর্ত পদকমলের দাস দাসানু দাস, নাহং বিপ্র নচ নরপতির নাপি বৈশ্য ন শূদ্র, নাহং বর্ণী নচ গৃহপতির ন বনস্থ জ্যোতির্বা, কিন্তু প্রদ্য নিখিল পরমানন্দ পূর্ণামৃতাব্ধে গোপী ভর্ত পদকমলের দাস দাসানু দাস, দিস ইজ আওয়ার পরিচয়, হ্যাঁ হ্যাঁ, উই আর নট ব্রাহ্মণ, উই আর নট বৈষ্ণব, নাহং বিপ্র নচ, উই আর নট ব্রাহ্মণ, উই আর নট কিং, হ্যাঁ, নচ নরপতি, নাপি বৈশ্য, উই আর নট শূদ্র, হ্যাঁ, উই আর নট ব্রহ্মচারী, উই আর নট সন্ন্যাসী, উই আর নট বানপ্রস্থী, But only our purichoy is that we are the servitors of servitors of servitors of the servitors of Guru Vaishnava. Gopi Bhattu Pada Kamala Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. This is Mahaprabhu's desire, and we are following that. But for the general people, they want to see the red cloth, and they are thinking it is sadhu. This way, for benefit of the general people, general mass, trying to maintain the sannyas life, trying to maintain the grihastha life, every life. But bhakta life is life. Where is bhakti, that is life. And where is no bhakti, there is no life. This is Mahaprabhu's teachings. Then Guru Maharaj also lastly teaching this way. And he has done so many, he distributed so many higher things, like Gayatri Mantram Artha, purport, explanation, Gayatri Mantram explanation, Apichetsu Duracharo Bhajate Mam Anannabhag, this sloka as explanation, and also Tushyantiche Ramanticho in Gita. This sloka as explanation, mana higher conception Guru Maharaj has given explanation in his last life. And this is the highest goal. Everybody hiddenly taking the books from our mouth, who cannot show they are our devotee, they also taking hiddenly from our mouth the explanations of Guru Maharaj, and using Guru Maharaj in his own benefit this way. Yesterday also somebody's come, very high position, Vaishnava, and they also took that. They cannot say by mouth, but they are taking the idea, not only idea, the principle of Guru Maharaj in his heart. And after this appearance of Guru Maharaj, from many sides of this world, even ISKCON also, ISKCON big acharya, Tamal Krishna Goswami, Satsarup Das Goswami, Jayapataka Swami, everybody wrote very nice letter to our mot, and they also feel very pain after this appearance of Guru Maharaj. And from many sides come this way. Now everybody glorifying very highly. When Guru Maharaj was here present with his transcendental body, that time some fear was attacked, if we glorify Srila Guru Maharaj, then everybody will go to Guru Maharaj. That fear was attacked then. But after disappearance, they are fully satisfied with Guru Maharaj and telling that. And also some acharyas of ISKCON, President, Vice President, Secretary, Assistant Secretary, Tamal Krishna, Hridayananda, Jayapataka, etc. Everybody came to Guru Maharaj and apologized directly. We have done some apurath, please forgive our offenses. We cannot understand before your divine grace. Now we are thinking we have done very well. And Guru Maharaj is always merciful, and Guru Maharaj has given much mercy to them. And Guru Maharaj has taken Tamal Krishna in his chest, Alingan, given to everybody. And they are now very satisfied with us. But outside, I do not know. I am not going to.
I am not here. How to maintain the Giriraj's Seva? Then Guru Maharaj started few. But before that, Guru Maharaj went to Nityananda Prabhu, Eko Chakra Gram, birthplace of Nityananda Prabhu.
Okay.
Guru Maharaj went there for getting mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And he had done Sastanga Dandavat. And that time Nityananda Prabhu said in his ear, Jay, you have so much property in your heart, you are not giving anybody, and you want mercy from me. How it is possible? You have so much things, property of Krishna consciousness, and you are not giving anybody. That means you are not doing shishya. So how you expect from me I shall bless you? Then Guru Maharaj is surprised and come back and thinking, yes, I shall do little sister, not much. This way Guru Maharaj started his mission. Then I come and with Guru Maharaj I went to the Vrindavan. First I went to Puri with Guru Maharaj in Ratha Yatra time, and that time 3 months or maybe 1 month, Guru Maharaj gave me Harinam Diksha in day of Ratha Yatra day, Swarup Damodar Goswami Prabhu Diksha parents day.
Oh yes.
That day I was in Ganjam, but Guru Maharaj by telegram called me and suddenly said, I shall give you Harinam Diksha today. And evening, that Diksha I have got. Then, from there, I come back here, and with Guru Maharaj, I went to Vrindavan Parikrama. Only Guru Maharaj and myself, and all Vrindavan, 1 month. Parikrama we have done. That time Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj also with Guru Maharaj. Sometimes he is coming.
Okay.
He is doing bhajan in Pavan Sarovar. Alone. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Very heartily doing bhajan. Only chanting Hare Krishna mantra. No preaching, nothing. Only chanting Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj.
He was a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta?
Yes. And friend of Guru Maharaj.
Oh, yes.
Very close up friend. And sometimes Babaji Maharaj joining with us, sometimes we alone, Guru Maharaj. I alone with Guru Maharaj, around in the Vrindavan. This way I started my life, and I come here, and Guru Maharaj gave so many chances to me for seva. And that time Guru Maharaj not was any money. And to see me, Guru Maharaj was very enthusiastic, I think. And Guru Maharaj said some program. And I said, I want to preach. Guru Maharaj said, you first read something, first learn something, then you can preach. And maybe 6 months or 1 year gone. And then Guru Maharaj said, you want to preach, you can preach. But that time, preaching was very difficult by me. I do not know very much preaching matter. And also I was small, age, 17 years old. 17 years old. It is not possible by me alone to preach. And somebody, after 1 year, Haricharan joined. Haricharan Prabhu. He joined with me. And we both went for preaching. That time Guru Maharaj is only 700 rupees and nothing. And I asked Guru Maharaj, if you please give me 400 rupees for buying one magic lantern. Magic lantern show?
Projector.
Guru Maharaj said, I have no much money. You go to Siddhanti Maharaj, he have much money, crores of rupees. He can help you. And I went to Siddhanti Maharaj and asked money for preaching. And I said, but he chastised me very much and told some very hard words. Then I am very sad and come back and told Guru Maharaj, he not get money. Then Guru Maharaj said, okay, I shall give you 400 rupees. You buy one magic lantern machine and some slides. Then I went to Calcutta, 650 rupees, all the material value. Magic lantern, slides, etc. Then I only got 400 rupees from Guru Maharaj. I cannot say no. Then I said that shopkeeper, I shall sell your 3-4 machines. I shall sell, but give some concession to me. And he is very glad to hear my proposal, and he gave 400 rupees, all these things. I told that man, I have only 400 rupees, my Guru Maharaj has only 700 rupees. He gave me 400 rupees, no more money I can give you, but I want everything. Then I can help you this way, I can sell your 3-4 machines with slides. And he is a good man. Yes. He said, yes, if it is possible, you take. Then I took the machines and I sell. Yes. I sold his 3-4 machines. One machine to Jajavad Maharaj's mot, one machine to Santa Maharaj's mot, one machine to Goswami Maharaj's mot, like this way. I sold 3-4 machines. And that man was very pleased to me.
This new way of preaching?
Yeah. Then I went in order of Guru Maharaj, by order of Guru Maharaj, to Rar Desh, the Nityananda Prabhu's area for preaching. And day by day, Mahaprabhu gave blessings and Guru Maharaj gave enthusiasm with his mercy. And life going this way. And Guru Maharaj do not want so much preaching and activity, uh-huh. not showing so much preaching uh-huh. activity.
Oh, yes.
But Guru Maharaj gave all his enthusiasm, myself and the, my God brothers
yes.
also. But before not was this type of mm. mentality.
Uh-huh.
But after we coming and joined, mm. then Guru Maharaj has changed some motive.
Do you know why Guru Maharaj didn't want in the beginning so much preaching activities
yes.
around?
He, from first time he preached mm. so much
mm.
under his Gurudeva's guidance.
Mm.
And Gurudev left. Then some quarrel come
yes.
in his mission
mm.
and head of the mission was very bosom friend of Guru Maharaj.
Uh-huh.
But he fell down. That is Guru Maharaj's heart pain come. Yeah, I do not want to stay here and I shall not preach also.
Uh-huh.
This way Guru Maharaj come
uh-huh.
out from that Gauri mud.
Is he in too much danger and too engaging in too much activities of preaching?
No, something hopeless
yes.
condition to
okay.
come
okay.
out. But his God brother gave him so much respect, that is, he again started one mission there and gave to Keshav Maharaj, and another mission gave to Jajavar Maharaj. And he alone come clothed in this Chaitanya Sarasvata Math.
Ah.
And not was very enthusiastic, but when Guru Maharaj saw us, we are young boy coming for Krishna consciousness. Then he got something, inspiration, and also he thinking my Giriraj puja after my demise, how to run. And that way necessary some disciples
yes.
also, they will do that. This way Guru Maharaj starting again.
Mm-hmm.
And we was very enthusiastic. I cannot sit 30 seconds in a place, that type. And Guru Maharaj and his God brother, Madhav Maharaj, everybody was very pleased to me to looking this type of energy.
Yes.
I was very energetic. Now also my health is not good, but I am trying always hardly.
Mm. We see so much change all the time.
Uh-huh.
Each time I come, something is changed, something
yes.
is new.
Yes.
You
yes.
see that it is also.
And I am very enthusiastic to do seva. Gandharva Govinda Sundar Giridhari Ji.
Yes,
and Guru Maharaj always inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
And all the devotees, mm-hmm. they have got inspiration
mm-hmm.
and they are trying to do heart and soul
mm-hmm.
the seva of Gandharva Govinda Sundar.
Mm-hmm.
That way, day by day it comes gain
mm-hmm.
position.
Yes, yes.
And that time, some few months I was in Calcutta also. Then Calcutta was, there was one center. Swami Maharaj took Guru Maharaj. Swami Maharaj was very closer to Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
Then he had two houses. Asunsur, Asundanavar, Dandavar. Coming our program more and more,
mm-hmm.
and after that disappearance of Swami Maharaj, few devotees come. In the time of Swami Maharaj, ahead devotees like Bhavananda Maharaj, Jayapataka Maharaj, Achyutananda Swami, Kamal Krishna, everybody coming to Guru Maharaj with his Gurudev, Srila Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada coming after preaching from west, coming to see and telling the results of Western world. At that time everybody coming to Guru Maharaj with Swami Maharaj. This way they know the Guru Maharaj's position.
Yes.
And after that they join this preaching movement. But Guru Maharaj started as a relief work.
Relief work.
Relief work. You heard it.
No.
Relief work this way.
Yes.
Who cannot stay in his con.
Oh yes. It is relief work. Yes.
But do not want to go back his own house.
Yes.
Guru Maharaj giving him some chance as a relief work. And when his con will be set right, then they will can
go back
to ISKCON. But ISKCON have done so much aparad to Guru Maharaj. Also later ISKCON, Acharya, everybody came to Guru Maharaj and applied to Guru Maharaj.
I remember I was there.
Now ISKCON is our friend, the Acharya. Everybody came and everybody gave some letter, written letter, you have done aparad. Not everybody, somebody, but head.
Headman.
Yeah, we have done aparad in your lotus feet. Please forgive our offenses. This way. And Guru Maharaj was so merciful then. And he took the all devotee affection gladly.
How did you happen to know Guru Maharaj? How was it? You were from Calcutta?
No. I am living in the village nearby Navadvip. Far here from 16 or 20 kilometers far.
Oh yes, far.
And that time where I was, I am taking some medical under guidance of one doctor. I am managing their one hospital.
To become a medical nurse.
Yes. And nearby, from here to 5 miles, maybe 10 kilometers far. And every day I am coming from the hospital 2 miles far, Nadangat here, for playing football. And one day, and that night, I am staying in that place. And early in the morning, I am going to the hospital. I'm there arranging everything and eating everything. Then 3 o'clock, I am coming for playing football. And after playing sunset, after sunset, I am staying here also one branch of that hospital for distributing the medicine. And after finishing that work, I am staying in that land, Jomidar's house. And there went few brahmachari who was connected with Guru Maharaj, affectionate. They went there for preaching. And I read from my childhood. When I was 8 years old, that time, 8 to 10 years,
yes?
I read Mahabharata, Ramayana, many big scriptures of Vaishnava Sampradaya. And my father was Vaishnava. That way I have some chance to read and hear also. That time I read one story. I read and heard also. Yeah, in the meeting of Birhambi, Raja Birhambi from Vrindavan to Navadvip.
This king took the book.
This king took the book. He is thinking there is so many jewels
in this.
Inside. Mm-hmm. But when he saw that, he had seen only their books. He is thinking it is so much valuable book, that is jewel, like jewel. Then he kept it very nicely. And every day he is arranging to touching that books. He has some inspiration. And every day he arranges Bhagavad part by Pandit, by some qualified Pandit. And Srinivas Acharya Prabhu Sachi has gone that book. And by one day Srinivas Acharya gone there and heard the explanation from Bhagavad. And he cannot stand. He said, it is very wrong way you are preaching the Bhagavad. He was very thin and also tall, Srinivas Acharya, and very bright, ujjal, Vaishnava. And after looking Srinivas Acharya, Raja Birhambi, he thinks he is a very big Pandit maybe. Otherwise he cannot say it is wrong. What is explanation you are giving, that is wrong. And Raja Birhambi said to Srinivas Acharya, you can explain it? Srinivas Acharya said, yes, I can. Then Raja said, please take seat and explain. We want to hear it. And Srinivas Acharya very nicely and very broadly glorified the management charge.
Guru Maharaj like that.
Yes, Guru Maharaj likes it, no doubt. Otherwise I can stay. And so much affection. He has so much affection to the devotee. Devotee cannot understand that sometimes. But I understand that. Guru Maharaj, when giving clap to me, I am going to him. Somebody, after taking class, going out, protecting. I am not protecting. Yes? You want to slap more? This way. And Guru Maharaj was very soft-hearted. And he was surprised. One day Guru Maharaj said, I am slapping, giving slappy, why you are coming to me? Why? I said, your slap not giving any action in my body. I was very naughty boy, and from childhood everybody is beating me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and teacher beating every day. Every day beating me. Not one day. Every day. And I am not going to school.
Oh.
I am going to school with my book.
Mm-hmm.
But from the road I am going to the tree.
Ah.
Teacher must still beat me. I want to avoid that day. I know he must still beat.
Ah.
Then personally I am not going to school. This way I was very bad. But I am not telling lies from my childhood. That way some Bhakshiddho comes.
Mm.
Mane, who is telling truth,
mm.
not telling lies.
Mm.
What he will say, that must be.
Mm.
This way I have got some power. And Guru Maharaj knows it. And Guru Maharaj must let us not tell him wrong in me.
You were not saying wrong.
Yes. But I am doing
wrong. You're doing.
But Guru Maharaj, when asking, who have done it, then I am telling I have done it. I am not telling I have not done it.
Uh-huh.
Why you have done it? This is very wrong. Yes. I do not know it is wrong. That is I have done it.
Mm.
This way I am telling. I Guru Maharaj like it. And Guru Maharaj also not telling lies.
Mm.
This was his nature. That is last few years, when some legal work come, mission going deep, and some legal work coming.
Uh-huh.
Now I am speaking some lies, but that time I am not speaking lies.
Uh-huh.
But that time I started to tell lies.
Uh-huh. Because of the
legal
government pressure.
But seva, of Krishna seva,
yes.
Of Guru seva, you gave me the dollar.
Uh-huh.
If I said to government, I have got dollar, they will arrest me and take to jail, put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But this dollar for seva of Mahaprabhu,
yes.
Of my Guru Maharaj's seva.
Yes,
but I cannot say them, yes, I have got dollars.
Yes.
I can say, I have money.
Uh-huh.
This way,
uh-huh.
I want to avoid the lie, telling lie.
Oh, yes.
But I cannot say that I have got dollars from him.
Uh-huh.
I can say, I have got money from him. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But it is for Krishna seva.
Yes.
It I can do, but Guru Maharaj not want to do that. Guru Maharaj, if anybody ask Guru Maharaj, you have got dollar? He will say, yes. That is, I am not giving a dollar to Guru Maharaj. Huh? Devotee is giving dollar,
uh-huh.
and Guru Maharaj is asking, it is dollar or money? I say, it is dollar. And that is yours, not myself. I am giving to hand Guru Maharaj, and he is taking and giving back to me. If any officer coming, any wrong happen here,
mm-hmm.
any officer coming and wants to see Guru Maharaj, I am telling Guru Maharaj is very sick. You cannot go there.
Mm-hmm.
I know if he asks Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj will tell truth.
Uh-huh.
And difficulty will come. Last time also, Guru Maharaj was telling him. He does not like it. But when I am telling lies, Guru Maharaj is not checking me.
Uh-huh.
He said, your secretary, it is your...